Well, also this week, worrying news about what's going on in Mexico. We've seen the emergence of a form of flu, H1N1, but it's not the form of flu H1N1 that we normally see seasonally in humans. This form seems to be a swine, a pig form of the virus. So far, there have been 1,000 reported cases and maybe as many as 50 deaths. And it doesn't just seem to be confined to Mexico, because cases have also now been reported in a number of US states, including the adjacent California, also Kansas now, and also maybe even New York. So we're looking to see exactly what's going on. And joining us is, from Cambridge University, internationally renowned flu researcher Paul Diggard, who's going to hopefully shed some light on this for us. Hello, Paul.
Good evening.
Welcome to The Naked Scientist. First of all, can you just explain for us, actually, what is swine flu? Because we've got our head around bird flu as a risk. How does this compare? What is it?
Well, swine flu is influenza A, same as human flu and bird flu, but it's a form that's adapted to infect pigs. So history says that pigs have had flu for at least the last 100 years or so, and when you look at the genetics of those strains, it's pretty clear that actually the viruses that infect pigs, we've been swapping them backwards and forwards between pigs and humans for quite a while.
So in the same way that birds have their strain of flu which occasionally jumps into us, pigs have their strain of flu which occasionally jumps into us, and vice versa. It's a giant sort of genetic melting pot, and in this occasion, this strain we're seeing in Mexico is a pig virus that's jumped out of the pigs and into the local population.
Probably. I mean, the virus that's been found in people in Mexico and in the US, genetically it has some characteristics of swine flu, but that's not the same as knowing that it's come directly out of pigs into people. We don't really know where it's come from yet.
So speculating for a minute, just talking about the mechanisms as to how it could have arrived, how could it have got out of a pig and into a person in terms of to arrive at the sort of genetic situation we see with this virus now?
It's speculation because I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows what has actually happened in Mexico. But the usual route is it's people that work in the pig industry, in the pork industry. They have close contact with pigs. That's the direct transmission from animal to man or vice versa.
So someone who's a worker goes to work and comes into contact with a pig. The pig gives that person a pig virus directly. What about the other way around? If the person gives their human flu to the pig?
Same situation. Influenza in pigs is very similar clinically to human influenza. It's a respiratory disease. The pigs have respiratory distress. They run a temperature. The virus is probably transmitted by much the same route. Aerosol, perhaps, just general close contact, will get the virus from one organism to another.
So if a pig has got its own form of flu at the same time as a human form of flu then infects the pig, is it possible the pig could act like a sort of mixing pot and you get out of that a hybrid virus which combines the worst bits of both?
Yes, that's the theory. Pigs have been viewed as a mixing vessel for quite a while, partly because we know that we can swap viruses backwards and forwards between pigs, but even worse in a way is that pigs are also susceptible to quite a few strains of avian flu. And when you look at the genetics of the viruses that you find in pigs, it's pretty obvious that not only are they swapping genes between swine and human flu, but they're also mixing in avian genes as well, avian virus genes.
So is that why we should be more worried about a form of the virus that's come from a pig than just a normal human flu then?
What makes the current swine flu more dangerous is probably that it's antigenically novel for the human population.
Meaning it looks totally different. We've never seen anything like this.
So you and I, and probably most people will have already had H1N1 flu, but they'll have had the human strain. And at the moment, it's not at all clear whether that gives you any protection from infection with this swine H1N1.
And the fact is, you've got to catch flu for the first time at some point in your life, and most people don't die when they catch the flu. An appreciable number do, but most don't, luckily. So why should this one be worse then? What's giving it the edge?
Well, we don't know that it is worse. What we know so far is that there's perhaps 60 deaths or so, but we don't know how many people have been infected, so we don't know what the mortality rate is. It could be no more virulent than current human flu. It's just that there's a large number of infections that haven't been noticed because they've not been severe enough to be for the person to go to a doctor.
And based on what we know about the flu historically, and that history has a habit of repeating itself, we've had a number of pandemics over the years. The most famous that we've got defined is the 1918 Spanish flu, estimated 20 to 40 million people died with that. How does this event fit with what we know about those previous pandemics?
First off, we don't know that this is going to be the next pandemic. I mean, there's a real chance it could be, but we don't know. It could just burn out. It could go nowhere. Obviously, that's what you'd hope. If it does turn pandemic, then it would be different to the 57 and 68 pandemics, because those were hybrid viruses between an avian strain and a human strain. Genetically, I don't think we can say that we've ever seen a pandemic starting from a pig virus before. The 1918 virus, we don't really know for sure where it came from. Probably avian, but it's hard to say, because we don't know what the virus before was.
But is there any reason why the next pandemic couldn't start with the pig?
Oh, no. I mean, I think there's a reasonable chance that in a year's time we'll look back and think, yes, this was the start of the 2009-2010 pandemic.
Let's hope not. Thank you very much, Paul. That's Paul Diggard, who's a flu virologist at Cambridge University. And this is The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith and Helen Scales.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.